Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a powerful message titled Understanding the Parables of Jesus. He has been sharing on the parable of the unjust steward and the prodigal son, giving lessons we can learn about money from this parable. Today, he shares another lesson we can learn from these two stories. Let's join in.
Now, in Luke chapter 15, Jesus gave four parables, starting from Luke chapter 15 down to verse 16. He gives four parables. And he tells four stories. Now, in these four stories, the first story that he talks about is the parable of the lost sheep. And he speaks about, from Luke chapter 15, verse 1, he speaks about a man who had 100 sheep, and he lost one, and he went round looking for the lost sheep. Then he told another parable. This is another story. This was the parable of the coins, or the 10 pieces of silver. The next parable, which is found in verse 11, is the parable of the prodigal son. Then the next parable after that is the parable of the unjust steward, which can be found in Luke chapter 16, verse 1. So in this story, the parable of the prodigal son, the parable of the unjust steward, there are four characters in this movie. The first character is the rich father in the prodigal son. The second character is the prodigal son's senior brother. The third character is the prodigal son himself. The fourth character, the main character, let's say, assuming that even that man who was wasted is the same father, because they play the same role. The fourth one will be the unjust steward. Now, when you look at all of them, the four of them, you realize that the way they interacted and the way they handled money was different. So when I look at the story and I look at the four principal characters in the story, you see foolish people in the story and you see wise people in the story. Now, I want us to look at probably the person who can rather even teach us more wisdom is the opposite, the prodigal son, the one who actually lost a lot of money. This actually said more about him than anybody else. So if we look at what that boy did, do you understand me? Which was all foolishness. The opposite of it is actually wisdom. Because you compare him with this steward. This steward, he had nothing, no inheritance, nothing. But through his wisdom, the way he maneuvers, yes, actually, the guy he's made for life. He's a very wise person. Okay, so let's look at this prodigal son. In Luke 15, 11, the Bible says, a certain man had two sons. Remember, it's two parables together. And the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of good that falleth unto me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. You see, the first mistake that this boy did, which was a very stupid mistake, was that if we are going to make money, it's going to come out of our relationships. He had forgotten that the money that he had, the house he was living in, clothes he had, it was as a result of his relationship with somebody or with his father. He decided to withdraw himself from the source of his wealth and he left. You see, in life, what I've seen is that God has earmarked certain people to be a blessing to you. You don't choose the people. It's God who chooses them. That's one thing about God. You don't choose things. He chooses you. John 15, 16, he said to his disciples, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. Now, because he was not wise, he could not tell, are you understanding me, that this, my father who is here, he is actually the source of my wealth. And you see, those type of people, they are very easy to see. Why? They are easy to see because you realize that maybe through their counsel or their advice or through what they do for you, they have become a source of finances. It's not everybody who is a source of finance to you, but there are people who are sources of finances. You can see that, this guy, I can see that through him, a lot of money is coming to me. You see, but it takes wisdom to sit down and assess, to know. And it's easy to know. Because just check, somebody said, follow the money. Just follow the money. Where is it coming from? Once you follow it, you will find them. Very easy to find. But it takes a lot of wisdom. There are people in my life that I realize and I know that these people, God has sent them. I know. Why? Because either through them, breakthroughs are coming. And interestingly, most of them, it's not that even they are giving me physical manual. No. It's their advice. Their counsel. That's why it says in Psalm 1 verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel. So the blessing, it comes from what? Advice. Tell your neighbor, the money is in the advice. So this man, it was his relationship with his father. The advice was giving him, the direction was giving him. That's what made him a wealthy man. But you see, if he was a foolish person, he couldn't see it. I see someone like Bishop Dag, his advice, his counsel has been so much of a source of blessing to me. Plus other people. And sometimes, interestingly, some of the people are even non-believers. Because like I said, you don't choose the people. It's God who chooses the people. God used Pharaoh to bless Joseph. And Pharaoh was an unbeliever. But God chose him. He gave him favor in the sight of Pharaoh. God didn't choose anybody but Pharaoh. A real unbeliever. God gave Moses Pharaoh in the sight of Pharaoh's daughter. And through this woman, Moses went to school, went to university, everything. So the person that God actually chose was actually Moses' enemy. Do you understand it? The enemy of his whole country was the person that God chose. So God can even choose your enemies. So what I want to say is that when I look at the parable, I feel that as wise people, we must be able to discern and detect these sources. Are you understanding me? When you are able to discern and detect them, number one, it will help you to respect the sources. And number two, it will help you to even tap more. Because you realize that this thing is supernatural. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water. But a man of understanding will draw it out. So there are people like that. But it takes wisdom. But as for this unjust steward, he could see the money in the people cry. He said, these people, all the money is in the people. My future is in them. He identified them, two of them. He said, these two people, they are my future. I have to invest in them, give them a discount, everything. Because I know that when I leave here, they are going to be the source of all my supply. He knew it. That is why he did all that he did. But the prodigal son, he never saw it. Never saw anything like that. So sometimes it's your boss. Sometimes it's your friend. You see, somebody can even be your friend, but he is the source. The fact that you are the same age doesn't change anything. He can even be younger. Some people have been a blessing to me. They are far younger than me. Far younger. But I know that they are also not very spiritual. But I know that God has chosen these people. And because I know, I engage them all the time. You see, because gold cannot be found anywhere. In Job 28 verse 1, the Bible says, there is a vein for silver and there is a place for gold. You can't find gold everywhere. They are in specific locations. So if you want the gold, you have to go there. You want the silver, you go there. Oil doesn't flow everywhere. They are in specific locations. So once you identify where it is, you have to travel and go there. So that's the first thing that I see, that this guy is a Very smart guy. He was able to tell the people who would be a source of blessing after he has been sacked. But this bodyguard son, he couldn't see anything. That is why sometimes, if we disconnect ourselves from God-given relationships, you'll struggle for the rest of your life. Because you don't make the choice. The fact that you don't like your mother does not mean you can change your mother. Your mother remains your mother, even if you don't like her. The choice has already been made. You just have to respect it. That's all. Once you understand it, you respect it. That. So as long as this guy was connected to this source, this prodigal son, food was flowing, money was flowing, clothes was flowing, da-da-da-da-da-da. But at a point, he decided that, no, I don't like this man again. My father, I am moving to another place by myself. It's not about like. It's about following the will of God. It's about respecting God's choices. And it's about sticking to it. That decision that he made was a fatal decision. So the wisdom to know that, listen, blessings, finances, they come from God-given relationships. But if we're not a wise person, so go away. The world is big. There are many people in the world. What is this? If you made it, me too, I can make it. I the only human being in the world. It's a big mistake. And that's where he made a mistake. It just went away.
Thank you for joining us. Today, we learned that wealth and money come through relationships. Tune in again on Monday for another exciting session with Kakra Baden.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today, I have a special message for you. And I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners. They fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries, like Ghana. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. Our Facebook page, Kakra Baden, has a reach of about 400,000 people. And every week, you're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading a devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that it doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakra Baden, and for existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you. Thank you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also call or send a text to +233 20 7575215 or +233 249 217272. Send an email with the word partner to info@kakwabaden.org.